What I say, all I can say is what a super blessing it's been to be part of New Hope for all these years. Dell and I've known Dell for a long time, and I remember when he decided to start a new church, we emptied out his old office in the middle of the night, and we were on with it. Good thing I was young back then, because in my 20s, I never thought about how do you start a church with, six or eight people, you know, how do you pay for it and stuff like that. I mean, I was young, which is good, because, I don't know if I've been so bold now, but it's just been a super, super blessing. I've learned so much, and New Hope has been such a super blessing to my family. I really thank Dell a lot. I don't think I had hardly a relative that's passed on during the New Hope times that Dell hasn't led to the Lord. That's been such a blessing. So I'm just blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, DC. Let's give him a hand of appreciation. Okay, Tootie, come on up here. Let's welcome Tootie to the platform. I remember the first time I made eye contact with Tootie. She walked into the building on Lily Road, and we were building it out. And she said to me, "What's going on here?" She lived across the street. I said, "We're putting the church in this building. You going to be here long?" I said, "I hope so." And we still are here.
Tootie, speak. And then after she shares, she's going to sing a song and kiss the microphone so we can hear you.
No. I'm stymied, actually. Scared to death, so pray for me. There's testimony that I want to tell. I've wanted to tell for years, but it didn't seem to be the right time. So I'm just going to bombard you with it today.
Turn her up a little bit.
I only go so high. Yeah.
Oh, that's better.
Okay. Then you made me forget what I was going to say. I had a sleepless night trying to think of what I was going to say. And I thought of Gil and Christine. Since that episode in December, I don't remember very much. But I love you all. I know that. But to get back to my story, years and years ago, and my husband was still alive. I was thinking of suicide. And then I thought, well, I still have a girl coming home from school. So what would I do? And I thought of all kinds of things I could do, but then no guts. And somehow my mother's voice came to me, and she told me to go back to church. But I said, I can't. My husband won't let me. And I'm getting mixed up. When the mail came, anyhow, she opened the mail, and there was little sample of aspirins. I think they held a 30-day supply. And she said, I said, "Oh, that's cute. Can I have it?" And she let me have it. And I said, "Isn't it stupid for them to give all that away? What do they get out of it?" And she says, "The companies are very smart because they know that if you take these pills day after day after day after day, after the 30 days is over, you're going to be hooked." I said, "Oh." And then just forgot it. And then this certain day that I'm going back to this other day, and I says, "Well," when I was having this time, and I said, "Okay, God, I'll give you 30 days." Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. And I stood there, and nothing happened. And pretty soon I heard this voice that said, "You fool. I was your friend, and you turned your back on me. Now you're going to pay." And you talk about people, somebody being afraid. I was terrified, panicked. I fell on my knees. I cried. I prayed. I begged. I said, "God, if you'll forgive me, and I'll go to church. I'll do everything that you want me to do." And then there's nothing after that. Not a thing. Well, I joined the ladies group that used to meet at the Tai once a month. And I had my friend took me because I didn't drive then. I could do anything I wanted to, but I had to be home at 5 o'clock, and I had to be at dinner on the table at 6. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I came home early, and here's my husband sitting there, and I had my Bible under my arm. And I was scared to death. And so we got into a little tiff, and I says, "Well, I don't understand." I says, "I'm better than I was. I work harder. I do everything to please you." And he says, "And furthermore, you are not the same person you were 3 months ago." And I stopped, and I went in, didn't say a word, went in the house, looked on the calendar, to the very day, from the day I begged forgiveness. And I just bloomed. I just, you know, I can't tell you how I felt. And so this went on for a long time, but it was, and then since then, so many things have happened. Like, God is so wonderful. And I look back on my life, and, oh, God did that. And God did that. And he was just there everywhere. And believe me, he's for real. And he's somebody you can walk in the woods with. You can sit down and talk to. You can tell him what your worst fears and anything, but I guess I better cut this off. I think I'm running out of time. But I love you all, and thank you for listening. It was good to get it off my chest.